joined by a very special guest this morning, Lori Eanes Brooks, the walk chairman of the Danville South Central Out of the Darkness Walk. Lori, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
You guys have a really special walk coming up this weekend. Tell me a little bit about both the walk itself and why you're having it.
Well, the Danville South Central Out of the Darkness Walk and all of the Out of the Darkness Walks that we have throughout the state are our flagship fundraiser for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Virginia chapter. It's also a place for people to come together to meet other people who may have lost a loved one to suicide, and also for those who have experience with suicidal thoughts to come together, meet each other, and to realize they are not alone.
I'm sure that can be a very, very dark place. I've heard stories, and you know, we want to focus on the positives behind that. So you call this your largest fundraiser. What do the funds from these go towards? Where does that money go when folks come out and participate?
Well, we bring it all back to the community as much as possible. Some of it is done as far as research, which we may not see directly. However, all of our programs are evidence-based, so that takes money to get that done. We provide support for people who have lost someone to suicide. We've been able to start a support group here in Danville for those who have lost a loved one to suicide. The research is very important because it gives us new ways to reach out. We're educating the community. We've done many Talk Saves Lives throughout this region, and we've also done Safe Talk trainings, Assist trainings, and the More Than Sad for the Pennsylvania County educators.
Let's talk more about the Talk Saves Lives and kind of branch out on that and some of the different capacities that you guys do those talks, because the basic concept is great, but I think you guys do a really great job of breaking that out. Not want to say compartmentalizing, but offering it in different facets, kind of catering it to your audience.
Yes, we have a Talk Saves Lives for the general population. We also have one geared towards the LGBTQ population, as well as gun control. So we like to deliver those to as many places as possible. It's a 45-minute presentation, so it is great for lunch and learns, which I've done many of those. It basically gives people permission to ask their neighbor if they're okay, and then a few ideas of what may come next. But it empowers the community to be able to check on one another and know what to do next.
I know it's a very sensitive subject. We talked about that before we got started this morning, and kind of that identifying, see something, say something, asking that question, looking after your neighbor. And I've been a big proponent of neighbors helping neighbors, so this is certainly something to key in on that. And you guys have also done these throughout the community, but you also have programs in schools too, is that correct?
Yes, we have the More Than Sad program that's available for, it's three different versions of that presentation. We've done those versions for the principals, vice principals, and counselors for Pennsylvania County School. There's also a version for parents, which I've done. We've done those in partnership with DPCS at Pennsylvania County Schools, and I've also done those with some of the foster care agencies in this area. And then there's a version for just the students, which we've done that as well. And the perfect way to do that, which is not always possible, but what we like to do is do the parents' presentation in one room and the teens' presentation in another room. And then on the way home, there's an excellent conversation between parents and their teens.
So you keep it age-related just to try to not cater to, but be approachable to your audience. I think that's a very big key on this, is being able, everybody talks about giving stats and all these other things, mm-hmm. but it all resonates differently with everybody else. So maybe something that shows to an adult, something that a kid would go, whatever, that's mom and dad's thing, versus the parents going, that's just my kid being a kid. And that's really not. That's another key indicator. So it's a great way to kind of plan accordingly, cover all that spectrum, but like you said, generate a lot of that really good conversation.
Yes, and it is about conversation. That's why we named it Talk Saves Lives, because reaching out and having a conversation can be all that's needed to be able to elevate someone to the next level of care.
So tell me a little bit more about your walk, how folks can get involved, where they need to go to get started, because it is coming up, but you still got some time left to get involved.
Yes, they can register online at afsp.org/Danville. They can also register at the walk. So registration begins at 9. We have a check-in or registration tent. So if they've already registered online, we just need them to say, here I am, and we kind of take roll that way. And if they weren't able to register online, they can register at the site that morning.
And where will the walk be taking place?
Blue Park.
So it's going to be in and around the park. You'll be walking through the park for the most part?
Actually, we walk from Blue Park down to Averett and back.
Okay. All right. Yep. So pretty good walk there. Pretty good distance, too. I know you were talking about, we talked about the walk, and we talked about connecting, victims connecting. And you gave me some information earlier. It says 78% of your online registrants indicate a personal investment in suicide prevention. Can you talk a little more about that and just kind of where that comes from?
The personal investment is because so many people have been touched by someone dying by suicide. Our community has had some very emotional deaths by suicide, and we all are looking for each other to help one another. And we also have a population, which includes me, of attempt survivors. That's another area that we're reaching out to, is people who have attempted before. They also need assistance. And then the families left behind by someone who has died by suicide, they need the community more than ever.
So it really also brings an awareness mm-hmm. to people that may or may not have tried to see people that see the impact that that has, along with connecting those families with people who may or may not be, I don't want to say considering it, but I mean, let's be honest, it happens, to kind of act as a preventative and let them know they're not alone. That's great. I really, really am glad to hear that. And you guys have a really good goal ahead of you. Got a couple hundred people already to be up and running with a $30,000 goal. And I certainly hope you hit that number. If you're out and about on November 3rd, please stop by Blue Park. It's the Danville South Central Out of the Darkness Walk. Make yourself involved. These folks are certainly looking for all the love and support they can get. Lori, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning, and we certainly hope all goes well this weekend.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.